In today's daf, we learn daf chaf dalet. So it's being from the next Mishnah. It says as follows: Shvua pikadon ketzad. When it comes to shvua pikadon, again, this is someone who is denying he has in his possession something belongs to somebody else. And how does it work? It says Amar lo, he said to him, "Ten li pikadon sheyesh li biyadcha. Give me the pikadon that you have in of mine." And he says, "Shvua she'ein lacha biyadi. You do not have anything of mine. I do not have anything of yours." That's what he makes a shvur about. Now, there's a few important points on this mission. The first one is as follows. It says, "Lav davka the korbanita says Amar." He doesn't need to be prompted. Ella afilu biatzmo. Even if he just went up to the person without being prompted and says, "I swear on everything of yours," he would still be chayiv. Dichtivik cheshvamito, meaning just it's any denial. Ella, why does it say? Why does the Mishnah describe it as if the object was first demanded from him? Because it follows the pattern of the previous Mishnah by Shvuot Eidut, where we learned that was necessary. If you remember Shvuot Eidut, we said it's only if the person says, "Come and testify," and he says, "I don't know anything," and he's mashpiyim, or he makes a shvuah. In this situation, pikadon, he doesn't need to be prompted. If he just goes up to the guy randomly, says, "I swear on everything of yours," he can be chayav shvuah pikadon. Okay. The next one is Osha Amar Lo. Ein lecha biyadi. If he says, "I don't have anything of yours," the person responds, "Mashpichani, I'm making you swear." The Amar, and he says, "Amein harei zechayav." Now I need to correct one point. I described that particular case I just said now as being mushpa mipiachirim, but it's not. The Korban Eda actually says in the previous daf that if he says amein, then it's as if he made the shvuah himself. It's not mashpiacha. It's not as if someone's being mashpia him. Someone being mashpia him is actually if he didn't say amen. For example, kugon. This is on the top of chaf tet amud bet or in yours chaf gimel, near the beginning of it. It says diram piachirim. V'lo ana amen kugon mashpia ani alecha shetachzoli tachzili apikadon. V'amar and all he says is amar ein lecha biyadi. Kol, you don't have anything. That's when it's mashpia. So if someone's being mashpia somebody else, all he has to do is says, "I'm making you swear that if you like that you should return this," and he says, "I don't have anything," that's considered being mushpa de acher. Because if he said amen, it's just like me biatz more. That's just an important technical nuance that I was wrong with. So I just want to correct that. Okay. Really, we see in this case it works both ways anyway. So let's just continue. So Oshama, if he makes him swear, comes up to him and he swears five times, says, "Bein bifnei beitin beishlo bifnei," doesn't make a difference in front of beitin or outside of beitin, "v'kiper," and the guy denies it. Chayav kol echad v'echad. Then he's chayav for every single one of those. Now, why is chayav every single time? Because Amar Rav Shimon, ma tam ibnei shu yachol lachzor v'la'adot. Because unlike Shvuot Eidut, if he did in front of Beit Din and he swore five times in front of Beit Din denying the testimony, once he made the first shvuah, he cannot change his position in Eidut once he's testified in Beit Din. So therefore, that's why we said any other shvuah after is irrelevant. But in this situation, shvuah pikadon, well, there's nothing stopping him from admitting after saying, "Oh, actually, you know, I'm sorry, I do have yours." That's why every single shvuah can mechayev him a shvuah pikadon. Okay, fine. Next, continue. This is now the Gemara. Gemara says shvuah pikadon ketzad. Now the Gemara says we've got nefesh nefesh. We've got this gzeres shavah. We've seen this before, taking shvuah pikadon and shvuah edut. Now in the previous perek, when our subject was shvuah edut, there was trying to see the difference between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim in terms of how we are learning the laws from Pikadon to Shvuat Eidut. Dom min aminah, dom de'oki ba'atre. But here we're doing the same thing in reverse because they learn one from the other. So first thing you understand, ma kan, meaning Pikadon mi piatzmo, af lahalam piatzmo. Ma lahalam mi piachirim, af kam mi piachirim. So the important thing to understand is that kan means Shvuat Pikadon. It says, it says quite clearly the person made a shvuah. So that's mipiatzmo. By shvuat edut, it's understood as being mipiachirim. As we learned, that's a source of it. And we learned that whether he made piatzmo and piachirim, it applies. We're learning one from the other. But exactly how it's learned, we've re-seen as a debate, but now we're looking for the vantage point, as we said, shvuat pikadon. So here we have a gerus to change. If you look at Korban Eda, he says, Reb Meir Darish Gezeres Shava. He understands mimakom shabata, which is don mina umina. Ma mi piachirim, just as in Shvuot Eidut mi piachirim occurs in front of Beit Din. Af kan al piachirim, so to hear mi piachirim would only be effective in front of Beit Din. Because again, don't mean I'll mean I'm learning the context as well as the detail and taking it all across, but bringing it back with me. Okay. However, Rabbanan Darshi Gzera Shava, that make a Gzera Shava, Ka'amur Ba, meaning V'oki Ba'atra, which means Mami Piatz Moshe Ne'emar Kan, just as here, it could be Chutzla Beit Din, it could be in front of Beit Din or outside Beit Din. Yes, I'm learning me pi achirim, pi achirim for short edut, but the context I applied is here, and here makes no difference in front of Beit Din or outside Beit Din. Af pi achirim shneimar la'alan, chutz le-Beit Din. Fine. So that's why we have that explains the first Mishnah, if you recall, where Rebbe Meir says, if it's mi pi achirim, it's only in front of Beit Din. How was Rav Chachamim said, pi atzmo pi achirim, doesn't make a difference. Okay. Now that brings up to the two dots. Now, Rabbi Yirmi Baye. Now, because we've done this don mina mina, just as when we discuss Shuat Edut, we're trying to understand exactly how much is being pulled across and the implications of it. So too, we're doing the same thing now by Shuat Pikadon, like probing the Shita Rabbi Meir. In other words, what's the extent of, like, how do we understand don mina mina? Again, how much of the context is being pulled across? So, Rabbi Yirmi Baye, karol mi pi achirim. So Shvuah Pikadon is someone who denies having this possession. So let's say one relative goes to another and says, you have something in my possession, he denies it, and it makes a Shvuah. Okay. However, it is done mi pi achirim, meaning it was mushpa from the other person. The question is, will it be Pator? Why are we saying Gregory Patur? Because again, when it comes to Shvuah Pikadon, we're learning it from Shvuah Edot, and in Shvuah Edot, it doesn't apply to a Karov. So Nishmeni learn from the following. Since we're learning everything into the context from Shvuat Eidot, just as there Krovim doesn't apply, Afkan Krovim Pturim. So to here Krovim would be Pturim. So in other words, we learn everything according to the first the Havamin, if you like, that or the Havamin, the first position I should say, that when you're learning Mipiachirim to Shvuat Pikadon. Not only do you unlearn, I couldn't remember, it has to be only in front of Beit Din, but also that a Karov wouldn't be Chayev. Because a Karov is not Chayev in the case of Shvuat Eidot, so it's not going to be Chayev mi pi achirim in front of Beit Din by Shvuat Pikadon. However, Amar Rabbi Yossi, you know, Krovim shekan lemidim rechokin shelahem. He says, no, he disagrees that even Rabbi Meir would agree that in this situation a Karov would be Chayev. Why? You can explain the Svara outside that. Shvuat Eidot is it's because it's pasul Eidot. It's like a technical thing that stops him from being made. However, here there's no psul Eidot here that matters when it comes to if you like Shvuat Pikadon. Let's continue. Rav Yehudan Kaput Kaya Baye Hishpia Lav Chamisha Pa'amim Mi Pi Achirim. Let me add the words here. Bebeitin Gersa change. Chutzal Beitin. It's Bebeitin. This is the way again. All these Gersa changes I'm doing according to the Korbanot, right? Says Klumu Chayav Al Kol Echad VeEchad. Would it be chayev for every single one? So let's just explain. We said that if someone is hishpia lav chamish pa'amim mipi achirim bebeit din by shvuot eidot, is he chayev every single one? No, he's not chayev. He's only chayev for the first one. So the question is it the same thing here as well? Do we look at take that technicality with us? However, Rav Yossi says no, you cannot because it says lav manita hi. Rav Shimon says me'at tamim bnei shochem lachzor v'leodot. The only reason in here, if the Shvuah happens 5 times, why are you chayiv 5 times? Because every single time you'll be able to admit after the fact you denied you had this thing in your possession. V'kam, so true, change of girsa, yocholim lachzor v'leodot, therefore chayiv al kol echad v'chad. Switch everything, yeah. In other words, here, granted, when it comes to Shvuah Pikadon and his mushpah mipiachrin in front of Beit Din, he is chayiv, he's not chayiv every single time. But why is he not chayiv when it comes to Shvuat Eidot? It's because why? Kimon shehigid. Once he's made the testimony, he can't change his position. But in this situation, despite the fact, yes, we're learning the contrary Rebbe Meir, we're learning the mushpah mipiachrin and domin amina from Shvuat Eidot to for Shvuah Pikadon, such that yes, he's only chayiv in front of Beit Din. When it comes to what with Pikadon, he can admit even after he denied having his possession. It's not an Eidos thing, it's a Baldin thing. So therefore, he can be Chayiv every single time. So in other words, that we don't learn as well. Let's continue. Rabbi Yirmi Baye, this is another Gersa change. He says, Hishpia mipi achirim. Now, what's the din here? So let me just show you here. Let me try to remember what we're saying. It said, "Hachi Pirusho, mi pi acharim be pikadon." Okay. Remember the anachai mi pi acharim ella be beitin. He hold domina mina. Mi bain en namishit be enut tchila dumila edut. Ah, fine. So the Gemara says, "Me'achad rib meir abin mi pi atzmo ke beitin maushik venu la korban lechayav rishon belot fiyah." Now, if you remember, when it came to, again, Shvuot Eidut, in order to be chayav, there has to be a tviya first, a claim by the toveya, specifically the toveya, the person who wants to extract the funds. He goes to an individual and says, these witnesses says, come, I need you to testify for me. And if he doesn't do it, or even if it was by way of a shaliach, or the nitba, we said, that's not a tviya that sets the groundwork for the Shvuot Eidut. So the question is, since we're learning mipiachirim bebeitin, we're learning that from Shvuot Eidut, do you also then need the other technical requirement of a tviya? So Gemara says, Yeva kahada ma'abacharenu. Look at the following. People are running after you. Ma'abacharenu shvuot she'ein anu yodim lecha eidut. So here, I'll just read the Giras of Changes according to Korban Eda. Yochol yechayavim tamaloma v'shama kol ala. Meaning, this is the drasha we made before, that there has to be a tviya for Shvuot Eidut in order for Shvuot Eidut to get off the ground. That's to be a claim. So if the potential Eidim saw this guy running after and he says, what do you want from us? Which we don't know anything. There was no tviya there, and it wouldn't be Chayav Shvuot Eidut. Ma she'ein ken, but you don't find b'Shvuot Pikadon. In other words, Shvuot Pikadon across the board, you don't need a tviya. Okay, let's continue. Next question. So that was quite a few years of change. The whole piece was changed. Now back to the Gemara. Mipiachirim v'karkot mahu. Now shia patur. So to explain this again, I'll read the Korban and fill in some details we don't know yet. Which is kesava mashpia ede karka. If you're in a case of shvut edut, when it comes to something related to land, then you can be chayiv still. However, b'shvut pikadon normally. It's only for metatla, not karaka. Again, well, that's a mishnah we'll see later on as well. I think. No, that's by Shua Dain. Okay, it doesn't matter. But upikadon patur. Umi baile, now we're asking. Mi pi achirim. Be karaka, be pikadon, the Rebbe Meir mahu. Again, mi pi achirim, according to Rebbe Meir, is learned from Shua Eidut. Shua Eidut for karaka chayev, but normally Shua pikadon for karaka or not chayev. So the question is, if I'm learning it from Shvuot Pikadon, do I also learn the fact now I've broadened the scope to also mechayev you for karka as well? So mi amrinim be'edut yalpino mi piachrim mi pikadon. Uma idu karka chayvim pikadon na mechayim or dil ma lo adif mi piachmo, or maybe there's no better. That's kind of the question. So the Gemara now says, mi piachrim ma'u shir chayev asham bekesef shkalim. So we've explained that when it comes to this particular Shvuot Pikadon, the korban is not an olav yared, it's a korban hasham, a different korban altogether. But now the next final question is, if you're learning mipiachirim according to Meir domina mina and learning everything related to it from Shvuot Eidut, and Shvuot Eidut, the korban is different that someone brings, does it mean here for Shvuot Pikadon also the korban will be different according to Meir if it's mipiachirim? Same type of question, it seems to be left as a question. Okay, fine. That is all the questions, and it's again, pretty question, so I kind of enjoy this one. Okay, let's continue. This is now Halacha Gimel. Hayu chamisha tovinoto. Five people are claiming from him, stuff in their possession. Ba'amrulo, and they said, ten lano pikadon shiyesh lano biyadcha. Give us our thing when trusted to us. And it says, shvua she'ein lachem biyadi, enu chay velachad. If he says, he makes a shvua, that I don't have anything involved in his possession, that's one shvua is on his chayv, one shvua pikadon, despite the fact there are five different claims against him. If I were to say, shvua she'ein lecha biadi, lo lecha, velo lecha, velo lecha, he's being mefaret, he's being specific, saying, not for you, not for you, not for you. Now he's chayv akol echad v'echad. That makes him chayv for every single one. It's a bit like this distinction we saw by Shvuot Eidut and all these other things that says, where if he says, I don't know any Eidut, or I don't know Eidut regarding Sumat Yad, Halva'a, sorry, that same thing, Halva'a, Pikadon, or Aveda, and things like that. However, Rabbi Eliezer says, no. Ad Shiomar Shvua Bachrona. Saying a Shvua in the beginning is not sufficient to make it like a Pirut. In other words, even if he says Shvua Shein Lacha, 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 that's considered like one Shvua. Only if he adds at the end Bachrona Shvua as well, then it's not as if he's made a shvua for every single one. However, Rabbi Shimon says, and actually disagrees with that, Ad Shema Shvua Le Kol Echad V'Echad. He'd have to say a Shvua every single time. But Shvua Lecha, Lo Lecha, Shvua Lecha, Shvua Lecha, that's what it sounds like at this stage. We'll see when you get to the Gemara. But the Gemara is going to be dealing for the rest of this daf, is really trying to look at the positions of Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim before we get to Rabbi Shimon. But before we do that, we have the, it's kind of interesting, there's a small piece here, there's these next four lines, seriously related to like a Brayta and a Bavli. And there Rabbi Shimon tries to learn that one from like learning Shvuot Edut and Shvuot Pikadon for another to say it has to be related to some sort of Tviot Mamon. And he tries to do it not from a Gezer Shava like we've been building out, but there he tries to do it from Mamatzino, like a pull of one from the other. Okay. However, when he questions that, he says as follows. Now, this is the Gersa change from the commentator. It says, Mali, he tests, he says, no, Mala Pikadon, how can you learn from Pikadon Shalo Asa Bo? How can you learn from Pikadon? Because Shalo Asa Bo Mushpa Kenishpa. The mush, in other words, if there's no symmetry. The mushpa biatzmo kenishpa mimiachirim, and mezik, and mez is not like shogig. Toma ba'edu, where you find those things dinim as possible. But the problem with that, the Gemara is trying to work with now, is it's not true because we've just seen that it doesn't make a difference. Mushpa bicharim and nishpa is the same thing. Okay, so yeah, so therefore that's what the Rebbe Eliezer says. In other words, sorry. That's why the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Elazar leikan ela af b'shvua pikadon naseh amuch b'kanishpa." No, they're both the same because they're otherwise a conflict of Mishnah. Okay, that's a small little piece that is sort of really needed to decode, and that's how the Mepharshim do it. So then let's continue. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Dib Rabbi Elazar, Elazar. So we're trying to now look at the pins of Rabbi Elazar, Eliezer. Sorry, it's actually interesting. Rabbi Eliezer, even though the Gemara gives it, he is Elazar. Okay, or I think this is the Mishnah and in the Gemara, the Seder. Exactly who it is, but we'll just read the text in front of us, Rabbi Elazar, that if you recall, he said in order to be considered chayiv for every single person claimed against him, he had to say shvua, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, and say shvua at the end. Chachamim says, no, just being lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha is enough to, if you like, to say to chayiv every single one. So what it's saying is, Rabbi Elazar says you need both shvua in the beginning and the end. Divrei Chachamim, however, he skir shvua tchila v'lo yiskir basof, or Hiskir basof v'lo hiskir betchila. In other words, even our Mishnah only mentioned the Chachamim saying Shvua in the beginning, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, that's enough to now be chayiv every single one. It's not specific in the beginning. Also, if he said, I don't have yours, 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 like bishvua, that would also be enough to mechayiv every single one. Okay. Now, having got that basis, the Gemara says, Al da'at Rabbi Kor, now if, sorry, I missed a bit. Dibra Chachamim yiskir shvua tchila v'lo yiskir basof 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 v'lo yiskir basof. Fine. Now, what happens, though, as follows. Yiskir shvua tchila v'sof. What he meant is, again, he said the word shvua in the beginning and at the end. Well, adat rabbanan, the second shvua is unnecessary. So, therefore, the second shvua is like making an additional shvua. So, how many times is it going to be chayiv now? It's going to be double the amount of people he says, lo lecha, lo lecha. However, that Rabbi Elazar, that is what is necessary to make you chayv al kol achad achad. So therefore, mevi korban achad al kol, really have to say achad achad, okay? Even though you got al kol. What happens if he said hiskir shvua b'tchila v'lo yiskir b'sof, which is like the chachamim? What would Rabbi Elazar say in that situation? Ma'u shetachu shvua al ha'emtzayim. Would the shvua chal on those that are in the middle? So there's different ways to explain what the question is. I'll read the korbanator. It says, Mi lo mode, would Rabbi Elazar agree that the shvua is also chal on the emtsaim, on the middle ones? Which is interesting, meaning it's not, we're not chal on last, but it would chayv on the middle ones. Hilkach, b'shelo nishpa al el arishona, chayv gam, it also chayv al emtsaim. Would he also be chayv on the middle ones or not? Others kind of explain it as to be as follows, meaning is it only chayv on the first? Is it like one shvua on all of them or only shvua on the first one? That's kind of different ways to explain the question. But there's a, in any event, there's some sort of ambiguity in terms of would the shvua chal on the middle ones. So the Gemara says, itachami ilu iskir shvua tchila v'sof. If he said shvua in the beginning and the end, shema iskir, did he mention the emtzim at all? The Tamar Chala V'Hachan Chala. So, and there we say that it was Chal on the Emtzim, because again, if you said Shvua in the beginning, it's Chayv every single one. So too, the Shvua is Chal also on the middle one. Well, again, it's a one shvuah, multi shvuot for the middle ones. That's again, I think, debate in terms of the mafarshim exactly how that would work. Interesting, though, that a nafka minhu would be that if you say that we're considering like a one shvuah, the nafka minhu, if the question was if it's, I think it's when Arthur explained it actually, if it's considered one shvuah or just a shvuah on the first one, would be if the first pikadon, he was mamash pshogeg, but otherwise he was mazid. Would it, in that situation, that would be the perfect nafka minhu. Because in that situation, if it's only chal on the first one, then you'd be patur, because you're chayv, not in case of shogeg slash ones. However, if the other ones he was knew where he was lying, then he would be chayv on the middle ones. Let's call it that. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Yudin kapod kaya baye shvuah chitin v'se'urim v'kusmin ein lecha biyadi mahu. Now this is interesting. He doesn't say shvuah she'en lecha biyadi chitin v'se'urim v'kusmin. He says shvuah chitin v'kusmin, the subject. And now, Shvua and Elibelchi are both necessary, and they're both statements of what he doesn't have in his possession. So I'll just show you the Korban. It says, Mi avi kishnei dvarim. Is this now like two different items? V'chayvim kol echad v'echad. Okay? So it's like saying Shvua at the beginning and at the end. Or Dilma, maybe, kim v'dishneim tzvichim zel hazeh, or maybe because the term Shvua and Ein Lecha Biadi are necessary together, we're treated like one. Declaration of Shvuah. Okay, that's kind of the question. So, in other words, is it Shvuah Tchila? Because you need both of them to be, or is it because you need both of them, then Eino Chayv El Achad? So that's the question. Or if he says Ein Lecha Biadi, Chitim Surim Kusmim Shvuah, same type of thing, we've broken up the Ein Lecha Shvuah, but switch the positions. Same question. Kamishi is geared to Vasop. Is it like now having a Shvuah in the beginning of the end? We bracketed the whole thing such you got Shvuah in the beginning of the end. Good Beleazir, now you be Chayav Kol Echad Echad. Alizeh Shvuah Mitkemet. Eno. Or do we simply say that no, since they're like still one statement, I need Shvuah and I need those two things. It's like only having one utterance of Shvuah, and then you're going to Rabbi Lazar, you only Chayav one. That's the question, and we'll have to leave us. Okay, so, cool. Have a good day.